Next, Geshmak is sugya that comes up that is really, all the sugyas are Geshmak, but the Mishnah on Samachim Beis. Oh, yeah, that's right, Shkaich. I forgot. The words of the Devar Torah should be Eschus Lila Nishmas Avi Meiri. This is really his Torah that he really was Mechazik me and taught me so much, and it should be it's Chus Lilin Nishmaso Yitzchak Yaakov Ben Tzvi. So the Mishnah says Va'oidomer Rav Meir, continuation from the old sugyas. Rav Meir said Poischem Leimenakosev Shabbat Torah. You can make a Pesach in order to eradicate a neder through what Va'oimrim Loi Ilo Yisi Oydeya Sha'ata Oiver Aloisikem V'Loisitor. All these matzavim that you're being madir, you're taking a neder and you're asering yourself to your chaver, you're violating dinei haTorah. So would you really have taken a neder if you would have realized that you're violating all these psukim? So memeila, you're able to be paiseach. The shaila is, why is this really any different than the din of Poischem Loi B'Kfoyd HaMakom? So the Ran, already at the beginning of the Perek, alluded to the, on this din, on Samachayim and Aleph, alluded to this Kasha. And the Ran, what? On Samach Dalet and Aleph, the beginning of the Perek, in the second wide line, the Ran says, "Avol kovid." In the medium lines, "Avol kovid mitzvah achas poischin." Kedistan l'chaman poischin loy menakosu b'toyro. Ilu ayisi yodeh she'ata oiver al loisisna zachicha b'lvavecha klum ayisa noider. Mishum de mitzvah achas kihani de mani tana loichamirulu le'inshikulei hai. So it's a fascinating Ran. Taz writes like this also, that especially when it comes to these mitzvahs, that Prisha writes Bein Adon L'Makom, Chaveru is differently Bein Adon L'Makom, but I don't think that's what the Ran's saying. The Ran's saying that there's like, unfortunately, it's like the Goyin says certain mitzvahs have mazel. And these mitzvahs, they don't have mazel, l'maisa, no one's makbid on. You had the Shaila, Rav Shechter always points out, we spoke about in Shalash Shudashir this past week. Mr. Kreitman, we missed you at the Shabbaton. No. We miss you. It was our loss. So we were speaking about on Shabbos that a person has to be makabel all the mitzvahs in order to be megayer. So the shaila is, Rav Shechter always says, he sees the bezdin speaking lashon hara right in front of him. You know, they're like speaking to each other. So how's this? So the teretz is he's being makabel it, but there's certain mitzvahs that they don't have a good mazel. They don't have, you know, it doesn't work out. It doesn't. So that's the chayra what's going on in this sugya. That's what the Ran's saying. People, unfortunately, and we have to be mechazik, but if people, unfortunately, they're mezalzel in certain mitzvahs. So, but that's the norm. That's why this really plays a big role. This is why it's not automatic just because you see a ger that they're not makbid on a certain mitzvah. It's not so pasha that you could just say that they have no kabbalas or mitzvahs at all. They're living in a community that no one does this. They dress like this, or they eat, I don't know, in certain, I don't even know what dairy out, what our dairy in. I don't even know how to say it. They eat wherever, you know, fish here, fish there. But like that's the minig. So how do you now say that automatically? They look what they're doing, the minig of Amid Dabar. So that's l'chayra, what's going on over here also. He's not going to have the same bush. He's not going to have the same, like, you know, guilt, you know, yeah.
If you don't say like that,
yeah.
So if you don't say, when the Ran says kihani,
yeah.
So how do we like define, like, or how do we figure out the scope of these mitzvahs?
Right. So the shaila is maybe meaning why would these be singled out if you're just
kihani? You know.
Right. So either it's saying that kihani is that it just happens to be a list of things that the Ran sees that people aren't so makbid about.
Which would change maybe.
Yeah, which would be relative, right? But if you say like the Prisha that it's been on the Chavero, so then it's right kihani, right? So you're pointing out that it could be relative, like this idea that it depends on what the door is not makbid on in a chanami. But a person goes in and he says he's piseach le b'chavad amokom, and he mamish is being mevaze him, you know, and putting a heavy guilt on him. So that's like the ganze Torah. So then that's That's the chayra worse. So you have to say something. The Rishonim work on this. What's exactly the chiluk between these two mishnayis that over here suddenly you would differentiate between these psachim and every other pesach? But I really wanted to speak about the hemshich legamar. Before we get to that, let's just analyze something that's really fundamental. One of the psachim that said over here is that you're going to violate leisisna esachicha bilvavech. So the commentary, the Ol Maisha, and I found in the Chalokim of the Stipler, Kilis Yaakov has Alpi Masechtas, and then he has two Chalokim, actually really 10 Chalokim, two volumes, on Yud Chalokim, on Shtiklach Torah throughout Shas. There's the this is a little bit confusing. There's the Chalokim, not every Stipler is going to be where everyone thinks. There's a stipler, I'll say there, Masechtas, and then there's a stipler in the Chalokim. So his Yitshuva is a Chelek, in the end of Chelek Yud, in Mamish, in the end of the Sefer, that he has on the topic of Losisna Esachicha Bilvavecha. What is the Isser of Losisna Esachicha Bilvavecha? So the person opens up a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Rambam also in Hilchos Deis. So the Rambam says a fascinating Kiddush. And it's against some of the Rishonim. The Ram says, I think I've quoted this Ram in a drasha, because his Agdoma is fascinating. Listen to the Ram's lashon. He shehiziranu misnoi k'tzasenu l'k'tzasenu. What's k'tzasenu? You're a miktsas. You're a part of a larger organism. When you're speaking about interactions, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the Ram doesn't speak Echod L'Chaveiro, the Ram uses a different lashon. He shi zironu k'taseinu es k'taseinu. You're a miktsas in a greater picture. You're a guf echod, like the Yerushalmi says. Arvus is the right hand against the left hand. That's the nature of what it means to be to look and to approach the iser. Vusha amr lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha. Veloshen sifri lo yamarti elasina shehi belief. Zokta Rambam. The only time a person violates this iser is if it's inside. Omnam pella. When I'm actually going to let it out, and when I'm actually going to let you know that I hate you, ain't overall zehalav. You do not violate the iser of losisna zachicha bilvavech. The Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim argues beferish on this Rambam, and he says no derech ubahoyve lisnoi belev. And that and the chiddush is, and the Sheiltas writes also af shu soine belev. The chiddush haTorah is leisisna ezachicha belvavecha, that even if it's just belev, that I'm still violating the law. But not only if it's a sin of belev. Masheinkin, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Sefer HaChinuch, all writes no, they're two different isurim. So what do you violate if you show? Then you violate over losikim, lositor. Again, depending on the tanoim of losikim, lositor, like the Gemara in Yuma deals with. Wherever I say gamkein, v'aftalarecha kamoicha, aval sinas halevu achet yoyser chazak menakol. It's a pella. Before we just get into the lumnus, it's mamash a pella, the way the Ram learns. Yeah? 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 Yeah. Uh-huh.
Describes the stamps before the Chodesh in English. Everyone smiled at each other, they shook hands, and they hated each other inside.
Beautiful.
Get it out.
Gotcha. So, it Mamish sounds like, right, it sounds like, according to the Rambam, if a person has two options of how to deal with another person, obviously none of this is L'chad Chilo. The person, it's better, and I think psychologically, this would psychologists would say that, to Mamish, let the person know it, you know, and he's saying that's the most chomer lavet of everything. That, you know, to keep things, you know, built up inside is mamish the worst of all the averus. Then the Rambam says it again in Perek Vav Hilchos Deis, Halacha Yud. Rambam says, no, not Perek Vav. Perek. Where is this? Here. Perkei. Kol asoynei echad mi Yisrael beliboy over beloisas eshnemer leisista sachicha bilvavecha. Vein loiken al zeh she'en al lav zeh she'en b'maisa. Loz hira teira ela al sinish b'leiv. Vela makas chavir av amacharif es chavir af b'she'en arash she'en over mishum leisista. So Ram says that's dafka sinna b'leiv. So Boisai comes the oil Moshe, one in the portion in the box in the back. Yeah. Yeah. It's no chiluk.
Physically do it via a maisa.
Yeah.
Would they say when you do it that way?
So that would be the big machlokes achronim. If you have an iser that's efshar al yidei maisa, but it's not muchrach al yidei maisa. So the Rambam in the Rambam clearly says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that ba'yira ba'yimotza you get malchus. The Rambam says because it's efshar to be koine the chametz on Pesach. So even though in general you're over ba'yira ba'yimotza without a ma'isa, the Rambam seems to hold that if it's efshar alidei ma'isa, so that you're like it. Most Rishonim hold that it has to be muchrach to be alidei ma'isa. The fact that you made it in a matzav, that you did it in a ma'isa, is not going to necessarily get you a ma'isa. The fascinating kasha, the Maral Diskin asks, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, right, this is, I've quoted this, I think, in the Yimei Atshuva, that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that a soine is posel edus. The Gemara says, ezehu soine, kol shelo dibar im chavero, gimel yom. So the Svarim HaKadoshim say that they, like gimel yom, before Rosh Hashanah, Yimamish should be a soine to the Satan, Yimamish stay away from any averus, so that he's posel edus, he can't be made against you. That's the thing that Tushas Levi writes like that. Fine. So the Maral Diskin asks, why does a soine need to be posel edus for a nudin? If he's a soine, he violated lo sisna sachicha bel vavech. So he should violate the lav of lo sisna, should be posel edus. You'll tell me that it's a lav shem b'maisa, like the Rambam says. So the Maral Diskin says, so what are you going to say according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is Lav Shem and Michael Seloikin Alav. So what do you need a new din that a son is possible? This should just say, Tepek Lei, because he violated the Lav. And if it's a Lav Shem and Michael Seloikin Alav, so you should be possible this just from the fact that you didn't speak to him for 3 days. You violated Lei Sisna. That's the Yisr. All right, Yishlodin, if just speaking to a guy for 3 days, he thinks that's sinna. But the kasha is, Rabbi said, there's a murderous kasha from our sugya. And I saw it in the oil moish in the back of the Gemara's in the Mefarshim. But then, this is fascinating, in the stiplers in Yonim, when he's going through the sugya, he writes that my son, Reb Chaim, that's what he's quoting from Reb Chaim when he was probably, a young, I don't know if he was a bacher, but he was a young Talmud Chacham, budding Talmud Chacham. And Reb Chaim, first of all, brought a Ravid in Teres Koyanim, that he was mashma like the Ramban, that he said like this. Chaim said, "Ala teres koinim ala kosov leisikam leisitzor, va'amru chazal b'yuma ezu nekima." Right, like Rashi writes, "Ala chumash hashilenu kardumcha, lend me your hammer." Right, the kosov arrived. Sharisha and shiraloi rotzal lahashel lohizer lefishaloi machmas eva nimna milahashel elamishum shechas al nechosov. The chosav zelishon of v'marishin moinu mishum eva. If the reason why you're not lending is because you hate him, kol shekain shu oifer mishum loisisna sachicha umishum loisikum. You violate both losisna and losikum. V'avol pishul lehisker anekima befiv ki abayre baruchu boichin leiv choiker kloyos. Even though you didn't express it, the rabbeinu shalolam knows what's going on in your mind. So Zokter B'chaim, Zokter Stayb, the B'shem B'chaim, Umashe Kosov Arayvid, Ve'afal Pi Shaloi Hizker. What does it mean, Ve'afal Pi Shaloi Hizker? Even though he didn't mention it to his friend, you still over. Which means the Arayvid held like the Ramban, that Benkach hu benkach. Any sinner. The chiddush is afilu belev. But avada, if I express it, then I'm going to violate the iser. So listen to the kasha. It's a kasha in one brief line in the Ohel Moshe, in the back of our Gemaras. It's a kasha of Reb Chaim. Umashihir bni yikiri maron Reb Chaim shlita. Mehodis nan nidorim daf samechei. Omrav meir poischolim and akosha shabatayr. Our Mishnah, a guy is so ticked off with his friend, he hates his guts, and he says, you know what, Noah, I'm so angry at you. Don't ever walk into my house again, Areini Mudur Alecha, that you're never going to walk into my house again. Usser. B'toris Neder. That's the way you had a fight back in the day. You just took a Neder. You asked the guy into the house. So Frechter B'chaim, I don't understand. How is the Mishnah saying that one of these surim that you're going to violate is Lo Sisnach HaSachich HaLevavecha Bishlama, according to the Ramban. Bishlama, according to the Ravid. That if you're Megala the Sinah, so then you're what? So you violate the Yisr, say Nechanam. But if you hold like Shita Saramam in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Shita Saramam in the Yad, that holds the Yisr is Bedavka, what you're holding aggression in the heart, and you're not letting it out. So the Chayr, it's a Raya Brewer against the Ramam from our Sugya. That's the Kasha. So Stipler says two answers. But one answer is very geschmack from the sugya itself. If you look carefully, and the Ohel Moshe was mechavet to this, if you look carefully in the Rosh, I think the Rosh answers our kasha. And it's meduyik like this. Look at the Rosh. Rosh holds Valoy Sisna. Look at the Rosh on the Mishnah. Everyone have it? Kegon shenoder shayisa over al leisikim leisis. There's Dr. Rosh. Kegon shenoder shaloi laashel kelev l'shchenav al shaloi yeshalo. V'hani krader shinol biyuma al shelas kelev. V'al leisisna esachicha. What does the Rosh say? Shenoder shaloi lishol b'shalom. Why the Rosh change it? Why do you have to give a new? Right, we read the Mishnah, we thought that it's, we're just throwing, whatever the story was, there was a fight between two guys, and we said, come on, there's Losikum, Lositar, and any mitzvah bin Amlo Chaver in the book, we could just throw at this guy, and just say, you know, you're violating all these dinim. Zakhtar Rosh, no, that's not the case. Lamaisa, there was a story, and he wasn't lending, and they were fighting, fine, so that's Losikum, that's Lositar. Then the Rosh says, I am what's Losisna Sachicho Bilvavecha. And a guy decided on his own that I'm just not going to speak to him anymore. I'm going to be reserved anymore. I'm not going to say shalom. So why did the Rosh change the case? It's very meduyik. Because you had to change the case. Because if you hold like Shita Saramba, that the Yisr of Losisna is only Bilvavecha, so then Mamela, I have to change the story over here. And I have to understand that it's dafka away, that it would be a Kiyum Shebelev. An Isser Shebelev. That what? That you're not going to know about it, and he might not know about it. So therefore, that's going to be the Pshat in our Mishnah, and that's why the Rosh Meduyuk has changed the format of the Yisurim, and it wasn't B'chad HaMachta. It wasn't B'chad HaGavna, and that's what you're going to have to say, L'chayra, if you hold like Shitas HaRambam in the Isser of Leisisna Sachicha. Good. Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Huna Bar Rav Katina L'Rabbanon. Nemo kol de ma'ani lav alai nofel. So why can a guy say, what do you mean at the Sefer of the Mishnah? V'chayachicha imach shu oni v'ein atayach lefarneso. Omr lei ilu aisi yodea shu kein lo aisi noida reze mutter. So frek the Gemara, omr lei rav huna barav katina l'rabona nemo kol de ma'ani lav alai nofel. I don't have to support every oni, right? My demoti li lefarnesu bahade kuli amem afarnesale. So the Gemara amale ani oimer kola noifel ino noifeli adeka baitchila. So he might come to me, right? Zakteran. Malay malay called him ani lava lai noifel. Hechik tani de poischen loy. Frak the Gemara. What's the Gemara Mishnah's assumption that there's a Pesach over here because you really have to support him? Mechtesi. Why can we answer back to them? No, this is not a problem. Because what? Who says it's my shibur? Shani mechuyu lefarnes levadi. My demoti le lefarnesi bahadei kulei. Alma mefarnes lever. Rabashai hu bekach. Afa pisha osar alav nechosov. Lema le kol de ma'ani lava lai nofel. Sha'ani mechuyu lefarnes levadi. My demoti le lefarnesi bahadei kulei alma mefarnes le. He can get from the entire community fund. Rabashai hu bekach. Afa pisha osar alav. What do you mean? So frak the Ran, how's the community fund going to help? It's still going to be some of your money in there. You give tzedakah, so the pushka's there, that's still from you. So Zakhtar Ran, no, we have precedent for this. Because any time there's what? There's a gabay tzedakah. So we know the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Ches, that if you're walking and a guy's hungry and he doesn't have any food, so then the Gemara says, what's the Eitzah? Give it to the Chenvani, give it to the Acher, and then he'll get it from him, and then it's not going directly from you. And even though he's your mudr ana, that's a way to be matir it. So Zakhtaran, same thing over here. He's going to give it to a third party. It's like giving it to a third party, Zakhtaran. So therefore, that's why it's not going to be an issue, even if some of that money actually might be mine. If you look at the Rush, the Rush doesn't say like that. If you look at the Rush says, "My demati le lefarnes ibahadi kuliyam lefarnes le." Klomer b'shvil ze lo ayisi nimna miladiro ki ayisi noisin lekist tzaked liyad gaboy nachirim umasha ani noisin yitnu lachirim. So Klar the Rosh disagrees. Klar the Rosh holds what? That in a chanami, if the Gabbai Tztaka is giving him from my hands, that would be a problem. So it has to be that he's saying, I'm going to be yoytzei my chiv Tztaka to give it to another Gabbai or to give it to another Tztaka, that this money is not going to get to this Mudr Ana. And the Gabbai will give from the other funds to this guy. So the Shaila is, what? Why couldn't the Rosh say exactly like the Ran? L'chari is a fair shagamar. Yeah.
I would think this case is even better than those cases, because the Gabbai is probably pulling from a lot of different people, whereas in the case that the Ran compares it to,
it's direct.
This one
right.
Man is giving that same, like,
right.
Rosh, he's giving
right.
That stuff.
Right. Right, so the chances of you getting the money is much less. So it should even be a better. It's a kol shekein. L'chari the Ran's 100% right. It should be lo gara from giving it to al yidei acher. So what's going on over here? Why would the Rosh L'chaira, and it's Pashtus is that he's arguing La'alacha with the Ran that this wouldn't be mutter to give it to a Gabbai Tztaka to give it to someone else. So Shaila is why? What's the reason? Is there a Nekudas HaMachloikas here? Is possibly there are fundamental Machloikas. Machne Ephraim thinks that there's a Machloikas La'alacha about this, that between the Rosh and the Ran, whether or not you'd be allowed to give an Ani to Mudr Ana through Tztaka through a Gabbai. So I was thinking, what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes over here? So, perhaps it goes as follows. The Gemara in Bava Kamma discusses the following idea, and there's a Gemara in Kiddushin that also deals with this issue. The Gemara in Kiddushin is discussing the din of Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav means that I want to be makne the metaltalin agav the karka that I'm selling to you. So the Gemara raises a shaila. Can I, right? So I want to transfer the karka, and then agav that, I'm going to sell the metaltalin also. So you don't need a separate kinyan on the metaltalin. You could be koine through the karka. So the Gemara is clearing how does the way a kinyan agav works. So the Gemara wants to know if it's karka la echad umetaltalin la acher, does that also work? Does it have to be to the same individual, the Kinyan Agav, or could you even have two different individuals that a Kinyan Agav could work? A Chakira within Kinyan Agav. So Gemara wants to bring a Raya from a case that they gave to Rav Yosef, who was the Gabbai Tztaka, and you see that it was two different individuals. So the Gemara says, and it worked. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Yosef, Anan Yad Ani Anan. And it's not a good Raya. So it's not really considered like karkov and metaltal and la'acher, because he represents the hands of the aniyim. So that's the end of the Gemara. Similarly, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama that the Gemara discusses the following din. We quoted this Gemara a few years ago, I think in Inshallah Shuddis about Staka. And it's very relevant. There's a major machlokes rishonim how to learn this Gemara. But the Gemara there is talking about a guy who got huzak, he got damaged. And the mazik owed him money. And he told the mazik, do me a favor, don't give me the money. Give it to Acher. Give it to the other person, to the Ani. I want to give it to Tzedakah. I don't want to collect it. So the Gemara there discussed this, that it was a kinyan al yedei maimed shloshta. So the problem is that the Gemara wants to prove over there, so even though that third party wasn't there, but maimed shloshtan means the three parties over here, there's a kinyan derabbanan, even without a maisa kinyan, if all three parties are present in front of us, we can have a kinyan just by saying one to the other, giving it over, and that's a kinyan derabbanan called maimed shloshtan. So the Gemara says, but the ani is not here. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef is a gabe aniyim, anan yaraniyin anan, and therefore, it works. So the shaila is, what was the maskana sagamar? In both of these sugyas, what's the maskana sagamar? So one could say that maybe the raya is that you could be mezake al yidei acher, even by a maimed shloshtan, and zochin works al yidei acher. That's what perhaps one could say. Or one can say, no, there's something much deeper, some of the Rishonim say over here. That over here, the Maimed Shloshtan works because it's as if the Ani is here. Why? Because there's a new halacha that when it comes to a Gabbai Tzedaka, it's Bechlal not his money. And it's as if, what? There's Mamish Akinyan to the Ani already through the hands of the Gabbai Tzedaka, Chiddush Din, the apotropos of the Ani, that a Mimele, it's an extension of his hand, that he now has the Kinyan, and it's as if he's going to him. So depending on how you learn the Gemara, so that's going to be also a Nafkamina, perhaps, it might have Nafkamina's Lagabe Gzela. You know, and switching it from Tztaka to Tztaka, when you already gave it to the Gabbai Tztaka, if you mamish hold, he has a Kinyan on it already, if you mamish hold, it's his, so then it's already nicknames to this ani, and the memela it's going to chap nafkaminas legabe kinyanim, and that's what some of the rishonim deal with the mavakam. So the lechayra, what I thought was, is that this machlokas rishonim could be dependent on that machlokas, meaning if you hold that the gabbai tztaka is not the hand, so memela the Ran saying very simply, so memela it's the regular din of al yedei acher. That he's not being zeichen on it. He's representative, but in Hilchos Kinyanim, it's not considered being nicknays through the Gabbai Tzedakah to the third party. So Memela, therefore, you can compare it to the regular Matan Al Yedei Acher. Masha'enkin, if you understand there that no, Anan Yanani and Anan is much more, is that the Ani is now here, and that's why the Maimon Shloshtan is working. It's as if the Ani, even though he's not here, even though we don't see him, but the Gabbai Tzedakah is mamish an extension of the Ani. So then, in Hilchos Nedarim, what's going on over here? You're having a matana from the Balabas, from the Madir, to the Mudir directly, right, straight away to the Gabbai Tzedakah, and that's not going to work. Because now you're giving a matana. There's no acher over here. This is mamish an extension of my hand. There's a special chiddush legabe Gabbai Tzedakah. Anan yanani anan. Like you find in other Gemaras in the Mar Gedushin by Kinyan Agav that Ani is not a good raya because it's not considered metaltalin u karka laacher. It's a Gabbai Tzedakah. If you learn pshat over there that the Gabbai Tzedakah is a representative of the Ani over here, so Memela Zokter Rosh, what's happening over here? So now you have a Madir Anah that's giving directly to the Mudir Anah, and that's going to be absolutely Aser. So that's why the Rosh can never envision a possibility. You're talking about a Gabbai Tzedakah over here. A Gabbai Tzedakah, this is going to be considered an Acher. You can't view him as an Acher anymore. Again, it's all dependent on how you learn the Chiddush in those Gemaras in Baba Kama, Lamed Vav, and the Gemara in Kiddushin, and the Chavav, the Gabbai the Sugis of Kinyan Agav and the sugya of Maimed Shloshtan, how you learn pshat in the Gemara over there, perhaps will now be have ramifications like Gabi Amader and Amuder Ano. Can we view the Gabi Tzedakah as an intermediary and a stage that now we could be mafsik between the Madr and the Mudr to now say that it's coming from Acher or it's really coming from the Madr and the Mudr? Just one last Ha'ara, and with this I'll close. Reb Chaim pointed out, I just forgot, in the last sugya, one last shaila. And I wanted to point it out because I thought it might be Nagei, the last Chabura. He asked, it's not Reb Chaim, I'm sorry, it's the Stipler. The Yesh La'ayin, Ma Pesach Huzeh? Falo L'kol HaPoiskim Eina Isser Ela Hasina Shebelev. What's the Isser over here? The Isser is for you to hate your friend. What are you being matir over here? You're being matir on neder. You're not being matir the sin of shebelev. So what are you talking to the guy about? You're speaking apples, he did oranges. Right? I violated sin of shebelev. Okay, I got to do tshuva. But you're not being matir that. But you being matir on neder, it's not being oikra sin of shebelev. So for the Stipler, I don't even understand how this is going to be a good Pesach for a neder. What are you bringing up? The sin of shebelev has no shaychus to the neder. Eina iser ela sinner shebelev loya ma'isa sha'isa machmas ha'sinner. So what's bechlal the pshat in our mishnah? Him came kishi ischarid al idea pesach shepischobo belav the leisisna nami ischarid ela avor asinner shebelev ha'isalo beloya al mashe biyodesh minechosov. So zokter the stipler. So what do you have to say? The nira lead to me kol kol. Memelo yischarid gamken al kol mashe nistayev machmas sinner zu. Fascinating pshat. What's the pshat in the charot in the Pesach over here? We're going to say to him, tzadikal, you know you violated an Isser over here. You know you violated Lo Yisisna. We didn't make a Pesach yet for the neder. We didn't touch the neder. We just talked to him. We gave him a Musar Shmus. You violated Lo Yisisna. Great. The Rav walks away. He's sitting there on alone, and then he's starting to think about things. What did that Lo Yisisna trigger? So Dr. Stipler, that Losisna brought him to a state of now taking a neder and taking him off.
Why is it better than saying someone, don't you know that the Gemara we talked about that we saw earlier, that they're killed there, that if you take a neder, that's like a really bad thing, and then you're called a rosh or whatever. That
Gemara, by Chaf Beis,
yeah.
Kibayin Abama.
Yeah.
Right. That's the Machlokes Tanan there, Rabbi Gamaliel said. Rabbi Gamaliel said yes, and then that's what the Rishonim asked from here. Right, right.
So that you can say that you're just pointing out that you're saying bad, and that you're saying that your Lotisna is a bad thing.
So you're asking Stam, why isn't our Mishnah, you're asking an independent Kasha.
You say it, like the Nedda was bad.
Say.
I mean, what's the difference between me asking you?
On the assumption that this works, right? So he's asking, why do you have a Pesach over here? You're not touching the neder at all. You're talking to him about, he did gzela beforehand. What does that do with Nadar?
Right.
You did an independent Isser. It says, no sheikhs to the neder. It's Elamai. There's a correlation. That's what the Stipler says. This guy's going to have, after this discussion with the Rav, he's now going to say, yeah, you're really right. I shouldn't have been over Lo Yisisna. But now I should really rethink everything that Lo Yisisna led it up to. So Mamela, that's going to touch on the Neder also, because the Neder is a result of his Asinus Halev. But that's what you have to, you're not touching the Neder. Yeah, he's saying that you're just dealing with what the catalyst of the Neder is. And Mamela, Venera lead to me, Mamela, Yischarit, Gamken, I'll Komash Nestayv, Machma Sinazu. Right, so that's what he asks over here, right? I was just thinking, Alderach, the last sugya if you understand that you have to make a Pesach to a neder, so you really have to. That's the Stipler's ha'ara, is a shtark ha'ara. You don't really have a Pesach in the neder over here. You have really an eitzah of what this guy is now going to say. Oh, and with the sinner now, it's going to be a Pesach that whole sinner led up to a nether that really is going to be now a toast and something that I didn't really want. But if you hold like the Rambam that we pointed out in last Chabura, that really the whole pshat in every Pesach is a charata, is just regret. So it's very geshmak. Then the sugya is very geshmak. Because that's really the charata. Once he loses that whole yesod of why he even got to the neder, and it was all because he was ticked off, and all because he was in a bad mood, or all because he violated and he ignored Lo Sisna, and then he realizes, so Mamela, now it's going to create charata on the Iker neder as well, and the fact that these two things are not necessarily Hainu Ach doesn't really matter. Because that's enough of a siba that's going to make me be mischaret on the nether itself. So Mamela, it's very, very geshmak. So according to the Rambam, okay, fine. The loisisna is not what was the nether. You don't have to say like the stipler. You could say, as long as loisisna, it's going to be enough of a siba for me to be mischaret on the nether. So Mamela, it's going to be mutter. So again, just three ha'aris that we had in the sugya. Number one, how does the Shver Rambam in the Yisr of loisisna sachicha? So l'chayra, that would be totally on the Rosh's mahalach in the sugya, that the Rambam is going to be forced to learn like the Rosh in order to understand the sugya, and you're not going to understand the case as one long case. It's going to be different cases, like the Rosh points out. Major machlokes we showed him how to understand the Yisr of loisisna sachicha b'vavecha. And then legabe the shaila of the Rosh and the Ran, what's the nekudas hamachloikes legabe whether or not we would compare this to acher and we would allow you to give the tztaka to the ani al yedei the gabe tztaka, perhaps is a fundamental machloikes found elsewhere in Shas about the understanding the role of the Gabbai Aniyim and whether or not he's looked upon as an intermediary or is not. He's just an extension of the Yad Oni. So it's going directly from the Mudr, from the Madr to the Mudr. And just finally, how to understand what the correlation between Lysisna and the Neder is. So according to the Stipler, you have to touch it up a little bit. And according to the Rambam, it's very geshmak. Because at the end of the day, through Losisna, I can have Charata, and Memelo, the Neder is Hutter, you don't need to make it a Neder Batos, because the Rambam holds by every Heter Nedarim, you have to have Charata, like we pointed out last week. Shkayach. See ya.